Finally, this hour, music that explores death not as end but as a beginning. It comes from Stephen Ellison, better known as Flying Lotus. He records experimental hip-hop and jazz-influenced albums, and his latest is called You're Dead. While the music is challenging, critic Oliver Wang took on the album as a musical journey.
Flying Lotus is one of the top talents in the vaguely defined beat-making scene of Los Angeles. That term, beat-making, suggests a grounding in hip-hop production, but it doesn't do much to convey the extraordinary diversity of sonic styles within that community, least of all from Lotus. His auditory imagination is far more steeped in free jazz fancies and experimental music musings than anything you would normally spit a rhyme over. You're Dead takes the idea of passing away as a literal description of a journey that begins when one crosses the threshold into the afterlife. As Lotus recently explained in the Fader magazine, the album was heavily influenced by the recent deaths of his mother, close friends, and Lotus's own drug-induced brush with mortality. But his conception of crossing into the hereafter is free of fear and even sadness. Instead, the passages through which he guides the listener are at times chaotic and disorienting. Chill and placid. Unexpectedly exhilarating. I can see the darkness in me and it's quite amazing. Like a death is no mystery and I want to taste it. Step aside of my mind and you'll find curiosity, animosity, high velocity, like the prophesized meditation. Reminisce on my wonder years and I wonder, yeah. Sentiments of my words ain't been so sincere. The sentiment to my nerve that I just persevere. The big thought of all the darkness fit to my faith, they say their head is real. The first time I listened to You're Dead was during a drive down I-95 through New England. The foliage was just starting to turn, and occasionally blazing autumnal colors burst through the morning fog. As if by cosmic design, Flying Lotus provided a perfect soundtrack to complement the leaves' own spectacular passage into death. The shifting moments of visual and musical beauty and mystery seemed completely in sync, and I didn't want either the drive or the album to end. Somehow, in listening to You're Dead, I felt incredibly alive.
The album You're Dead is from Flying Lotus. Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach. He writes the audio blog Soul Sides.